This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is your final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 470. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, small business owners and entrepreneurs have different fantasies than the rest of us. One of our fantasies is that we're going to email a billionaire like Mark Cuban, ask him for an investment, and he not only responds, but he actually invests. Now, that is a dream and a fantasy, but this is exactly what happened to my first guest in 2012. Adam Ryan, while he was unemployed, founded The Zebra in his friend's basement and set out to create the Kayak for Auto Insurance. Adam has been named to Forbes 30 Under 30 list in 2017, EY's Entrepreneur Year finalist 2016, Inc. Magazine's 30 Under 30 in 2015, and received in 2014 the MPAC 100 Award at the United Nations. Adam, welcome to the show.
Hey there, how's it going?
It's going well. So first of all, take us through your mind thought about emailing Mark Cuban kind of out of the blue.
Yeah, I think like you said, you know, it was a definitely a fantasy. Mark, someone that, you know, I had never met before, but looked up to and you know, aspired to be like. And you know, with the project we were working on, it was something that had never been done before. It was a massive industry, and I knew that we needed to get folks that thought really big, that believed that you know, big challenges could be solved, and so I wanted to reach out to Mark to see if he'd be up for the, you know, ready to play game.
So how does this email go? Like, what did you write?
You know, the first challenge was I didn't know his email address, so I had to guess his email address, and got lucky there. The second thing that had to go right was, you know, someone like Mark gets pitched thousands of times a day. You know, is in a ton of different things. So, you know, very, you know, I knew when I was composing the email that it would have to really cut through a lot of that noise and that I'd be lucky to even get a response.
And so what did the email say?
It was very short. You know, I think the subject line was, "Want to disrupt the insurance industry," WANNA. And then really just was very, very to the point and let him know what I was working on, where we were at, and how I thought he could help.
And so what was the time between when you sent the email till he responded?
You know, I think I want to say he actually responded pretty quickly. One of the things I've always been impressed by, certainly over the years been impressed with Mark, his ability how responsive he is and how up on all that's going on. He seems to really be on top of everything. But he responded in, you know, I want to say 20 minutes and we went back and forth. Yeah, it was, you know, one of those.
You must have freaked out. My wife doesn't respond in 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was pretty unbelievable.
And so what did Mark say?
He first had a question about the business but really cut right to the chase. I mean, he wanted to understand the market, wanted to understand the competitors in the space. He wanted to understand what we were doing and how we were different. And we just went back and forth on our product and what we were, you know, the problems we were trying to solve and how far we'd come and how we, you know, exactly what we were planning to do going forward.
And so did he,
you know, I think,
go ahead.
Yeah. I think one of the big, you know, we were past, you know, we wanted to show and really talk about what we had been doing. So it wasn't a, hey, we're thinking about doing this, can you help? It was, hey, look what we've already done. Look what our plan is, you know, look at what we're, how we're doing and what we're doing and what we have to show for it. So I think that went a long way as well.
And so did Mark end up investing in this business, The Zebra?
He did. Mark became one of our larger investors. Today, we've raised over $65 million from Mark Cuban, from Silverton, Floodgate, and most recently Excel with our Series B. But Mark was one of the first guys in very early days to support us. And of course, without his investment and help, I don't know if we'd be here today.
We're talking with Adam Ryan, who is the founder of thezebra.com, kayak for auto insurance. So take us through, what is The Zebra?
Zebra.com is now the number one most visited car insurance search engine in the U.S. So, yeah, exactly like you said, think Kayak or Priceline. Instead of going to all these different insurance sites or calling an agent who's trying to push a policy on you and then still not even really understanding what you're buying, what it all means, we built a platform where folks can go in, put in a couple pieces of information, and get quotes from every single insurance company and figure out the best policy and exactly what it means. We actually recently launched something called the Insurability Score, which, think about it, is like the credit score for car insurance, so people can understand what their rates mean.
And so how do people actually shop for car insurance? Because I'm one that is actually afraid not to have a major insurance company back me, because while I may get a cheaper price with a less-known insurance company, when I really need it, I'm afraid they're not going to be there. Do other people consider that, or am I out there alone?
No, you're definitely not alone. And I think it does depend, on the person, but that's exactly what the platform does. So if you're one of those people that says, look, you know, I just want to get a policy and I don't care as much about that. I don't have a lot of assets I need to protect, and that's fine. We can help. We can help you with that. If you're, hey, I want to make sure that my claim's actually going to get paid. I want to make sure that if a tree falls on the car, that that's actually covered. These are things that I think about. Then of course we work with only A-rated companies, and we can make sure to match you with the right company and make sure that, of course, that your coverages are right too.
So why do you think this has really caught on with consumers?
I think today everyone has a computer in their hand with a smartphone, right? And I think the expectation, whether it's Amazon delivering things to your door, whether it's calling Uber or Lyft and getting, a stranger that pulls up in a car that takes you anywhere you want to go within a few minutes. I think the expectation of what's possible from the internet and from websites is just, it's completely different than what it used to be. And I think when you think about an old, massive industry like insurance, especially millennials and folks today are just, why should that be any different? And so I think that's what we've finally seen. It's catching up with the space. And so we wanted to be ahead of that. And that's exactly what was built.
So what's been the response from the insurance industry?
The beginning, I think it was mixed. I think it's certainly starting out, there was a lot of pushback, right? As if I think anything new, anything that you're doing that folks haven't seen before, you're going to get pushback. But today we work with 80% of the top 25 companies. I think now that the insurance companies see, hey, I'm actually better able to target the type of risk profiles and the type of customers that I want, and the ROI is much, much better through a channel like the Zebra, that they love it. So again, I think, and when you're starting a business, you're really telling the story and explaining what the value proposition is and why you believe in it can be challenging. But if you're able to if you're determined and you're able to really, really stay true to the vision, I think once you get there, especially if it's a win-win for both sides, that you know, right spot.
I think one of the most interesting parts of your story, you call yourself the Kayak for Auto Insurance. You actually hired a Kayak exec to replace you as CEO. The first thing is, and I think this is hard for a lot of founders, when did you know it was the right time for you to say, I can't be the CEO anymore?
We met and I, again, since day one, we had always thought of ourselves as the Kayak for car insurance and really looked up and wanted to emulate a lot of what Kayak had done, both from a product and positioning standpoint. So when I had the opportunity to meet Keith, who was, one of the founders and current president at the time of Kayak, it was like meeting a hero. And we started talking and really wanted to get him involved and whether it was getting him on the board or even more, even better, getting him to jump and come on board full time. I wanted to get him as involved as possible. So for me, it was just more about, how incredibly experienced and bright, talented, amazing Keith was. I wanted to get him around, on the bus. that was what it came down to for me. And you know, yeah, I don't know that that's right for everybody, but certainly for us, it was a no-brainer.
But how did you figure out, really, Adam, the right time for you to say, I need to really step away?
You know, so two things. One, you know, I haven't stepped away. I think it's still very collaborative, but, you know, so I'm still very much involved in the day-to-day. But, you know, I think, too, you know, when we got the business to a certain scale where, you know, we've got product market fit, things are going, you know, we know exactly what we need to do, and it's just a matter of hiring more folks, scaling this thing, and really letting the world know that we exist, take it to the next level. That's where I think, you know, the whole executive team really decided, hey, let's go here. Let's bring on more folks.
Well, Adam, congratulations on your success. If you want to reach Adam, it's www.thezebra.com. Adam, thanks for being on the show.
All right, thanks, Barry.
This is AMC. See the answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Kanika Lee in the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. The expressways are looking good. No delays on the Edens or the Kennedy. It is quiet on the Ike and the Stevenson. On the Dan Ryan, the Bishop Ford, I-57 and Lakeshore Drive is all 15 minutes apiece and clear. And the tollways are flowing freely. No crashes, no delays, and no construction. But if you're traveling through the Chicago downtown area, it is closed on Jackson between Franklin to LaSalle and on Wells between Adams to Jackson due to the CTAL construction. Those streets should reopen Monday morning at 6 a.m. And there are bus reroutes. Eastbound number 7, eastbound 126, northbound 151, and northbound 156. In the weather, it is 24 degrees and clear with a high of 43 and a low of 38. Your next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Celebrate the new year with a change. Stamp your passport to paradise. Escape Chicago and join Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson in Riviera Maya, Mexico at the Secrets Maroma Beach, Riviera Cancun. It's an all-inclusive, all-suites, adults-only resort located in beautiful, sunny Riviera Maya, Mexico. Time is running out to book your trip through Apple Vacations. Don't get left out in the cold this year. Visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword passport. Presented by Joe Cotton Ford and Arlington Heights Heating and Cooling.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, Bam, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is Bam, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because of my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio. But I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moults. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, in all the political conversations about Dreamers and DACA, what really gets lost is the incredible differences that immigrants have made in our country in business. Here to tell a story is Lior Rahmani, an Israeli by birth, first arrived in New York in 1998 with hopes and dreams of making it in the music industry. Upon his arrival, though, to make some money, he began serving as a moving man for his now competitors during the day and rehearsing his music at night. After 8 years of this grind, Lior saw an opportunity to challenge creativity from music into his day job and decided to build his own movie company called Dumbo Moving and Storage in January 2007. Lior, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Barry.
So tell us about, first of all, why'd you want to come to the U.S. from Israel?
As you said, I used to be a full-time musician. Israel does not have a lot of opportunities in terms of, you know, progressive music, per se. There's a lot more here to pursue. And I think everybody can agree in terms of culture and more of life experience. I think New York City has a lot more to offer than any other city in the world.
Yeah, probably
so,
right.
So, you know, I follow the dream, as they say.
So how'd you make that transition from being a musician to really saying, okay, I'm really going to put that on the sideline and I'm going to open up my own moving and storage company?
So, yeah, so the story goes, as many musicians, I think if anybody out there listening, a lot of us, or how I used to be before, a lot of needs to get some kind of a cash kind of a job. From, you know, day to day or nighttime, either bartender or mover or messenger back in the day on a bike. I knew from Tel Aviv that I would somehow will end up in the moving industry just because it was branded within the Israeli community. And I knew that that is kind of giving me what I want. It's, you know, cash on hand and not a lot of consistency with the day-to-day work, where I cannot be 100% full-time and still have enough time to pursue the music career. That's, you know, mainly how I got into the moving industry.
But, Lior, why open up your own business rather than just keep working for other people?
I think the labor, per se, industry, and in particular the moving industry, has a lot of holes within the integrity perspective and the worker, the actual worker or mover perspective, where things needed to be changed. And where I saw that things could be much better in terms of the service and in terms of the way that the actual employee or mover or worker per se will have a better experience, I decided to give it a try and do things a little bit my way. Where it comes to the actual hardworking person, the mover gets a little bit more money, the customer gets a lot more transparency. And since that kind of trial, it seems to be, you know, catching up where phone calls are getting more and more and more requests. And, you know, I continue branding it and continue the story of Dumbo Moving as a success story just because, you know, those things are needed into the industry.
So, Lior, do you think that your experience coming to the U.S. and starting to work as an immigrant, do you think that story has changed now in recent years, especially with all the political rhetoric that's going around?
Look, definitely things were much easier back then to be an immigrant than now. You could have a cash job almost everywhere. There were no raids per se. You could have, you know, I remember I could have got to the DMV back in 1998 with my passport and still able to get a learner permit and eventually pursue for an actual driver license, you know, 1998, 1999. Obviously, after September 11, that's all, you know, all stopped, which understandable why. But now, recently, with the raids and the harsh laws and enforcement to immigrants,
I think, you know, people that are here are having a lot more hard time, and people that are planning to come here are thinking twice, which is not good for the economy, if you ask me.
So tell us why you don't think good for the economy. What role do you think that, you know, immigrants play? I mean, I just recently saw the show Hamilton, and one of the lyrics in one of the musical numbers is they're talking with Hamilton, and I believe with the general from France, and he says, well, immigrants, we get things done. What danger do you think that if we have a lack of immigrants in this country, what effect will it have on the overall economy?
I mean, we have to pay attention to what's going on in the market right now, and on-demand industry services are, you know, the where the future is, and that's taking over. Where Uber into handyman, which you have TaskRabbit and all the other services that the people can just from the phone, from apps, can get immediate service, and it has to be competitive. I think this is the only place where immigrants and low-cost vendors can come in, where you have a more of union or more established American companies with American employees. They cannot answer the demand for such a competitive pricing. That is the future, where the future is going to get hit if we're going to enforce more immigration laws on the immigrants. On a day-to-day, we all know every restaurant we go into, every almost every contractor we hire is got to be involved with some kind of immigrant background or other kind of low-cost labor. And the reason why is, you know, we cannot really afford paying, you know, union labor on a day-to-day economy.
So who do you who do you hire for your business these days?
We have a different system. The way that we hire the HR is not really operating just by putting the name out there for anyone to come in. We have more of a referral procedure where current employees are referring their own family members or friends, somebody that they can vouch for. And that is how we are getting our, you know, workers to join the company. But mainly, I mean, we can say like, you know, the majority is over 80% are non-American or having an immigrant background. And the reason why is that that's a very demanding job, right? Physically, mentally, and, you know, in order for us to continue grow, we have to have the integrity above all, and we do need the yes men people. And yes men people, unfortunately, are the immigrants. I don't see an American person waking up in the morning, hey, I'm gonna go move a fellow American's furniture for a living, right? And you know, that's the reality, unfortunately.
I think, Lior, this is an excellent point, because I think what people have to realize is that there's a lot of jobs, service jobs in the U.S. that American citizens simply will not do. And the good thing about having immigrants here is that they have less choices, right? And so with the demand, they'll do those jobs and they can start there and then build themselves up just like you did.
Yep. And we can all really be thankful for the fact that we know these individuals are willing to pay taxes. They're willing to support the economy, their society, their surrounding, involved with their neighborhoods and townships. And where, you know, unfortunately, we see some kind of a social movement within the low income family, the American low income families, and people are trying to, you know, enjoy other help from the government, whether it's food stamps or affordable housing, when you'll see that they're not taking part of the labor industry, which, as you said, there's a lot of demand for that and there's a lot of jobs out there. Unfortunately, nobody's going to grab them.
Well, Lior, thanks for being on the show, and thanks for highlighting your immigrant success story. If you want to get in touch with Lior, you can go to www.dumbomoving.com. And, of course, that's in Brooklyn. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Larry Elder explains how the Democrats have done a 180 on immigration.
Democrats and Republicans were pretty much saying the same kinds of things about immigration 20 or 30 years ago. Between 2008 and 2016, Democrats became more and more confident that the country's growing Latino population gave the party an electoral edge. I will stop just there, let you marinate with that for a second.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Cantor. The White House taking a new stance on Russian meddling in the election.
The evidence is now really incontrovertible and available in the public domain.
During a conference in Germany, National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says it's now apparent the Russians interfered after more than a dozen Russian nationals were indicted. President Trump tweeting McMaster failed to add, though, that the meddling did not impact the election outcome. Thousands attending a rally yesterday in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, saying easy availability of guns and assault-style weapons needs to be changed. Sophia Wenger among them.
And if that nobody passes legislation, then we're going to vote them out of office and vote for people who will pass legislation so that my friends and my peers stop dying in school.
Florida gunman Nicholas Cruz used an AR-15 rifle. An Iranian airplane crashing in the capital city of Tehran. Fox News, we report you to...
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott. The Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center still has some closures all due to construction. Kennedy Express lanes are closed until 8 for road work. I expect those to open outbound when they happen. Also, inbound on the Kennedy, you are seeing multiple lanes closed. Lawrence all the way out to Pulaski with construction. The big closure is between Montrose and Pulaski. Your four-year left lanes are taken out for construction. Rest of the roads are moving well. This update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today. It's like CVS and Rite Aid Pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Dense fog advisory in effect for most of the area right now. Seeing temperatures in the 20s. Going to see a high, though, in the mid-40s. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out barrymoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Starting Balance of Nature, I felt that the first month I felt different. It made such a difference that Now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy. Very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
I'm planning on taking this the rest of my life because until I started taking your stuff, I never took as many fruits and vegetables in a day as I get through you guys. You know, I'm very, very, very satisfied.
My pain and my it went away. I swear to you that that's the truth.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs. And I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are six steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number two is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number three, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them, no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number four, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number five, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number six, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Jeremy Scott in the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. Still have closures through the loop. For CTA Elwark, they include Jackson from Franklin to LaSalle, Wells from Adams to Jackson. Also, the Kennedy inbound, seeing a lot of road construction. First off, two of your left lanes are closed from Lawrence to Montrose, then four left lanes out to Pulaski. That also closes the express lanes until 8. Thankfully, we're not seeing any delays on the Kennedy. Also, the Edens inbound, Foster to Wilson, seeing the two left lanes closed until 8. And if you're traveling on 57 inbound, two left lanes closed, Halstead to the Ryan, with that continuing on to the Dan Ryan, out to 87th with the two left lanes closed. Outbound, three left lanes are closed. 87 to the Ford, 57 split. Those are all for the 95th Street construction. Weather forecasts, dense fog advisory in effect until 10. Most areas going to see temperatures in the mid-40s, 16 O'Hare, 22 Midway, but only 5 above in Kankakee. That's traffic on AM560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, for a lot of small business owners, it's easy to have one location. But what happens when you have to manage 6 locations? Well, my next guest is Dr. Raj Sharma. Has been in the dental industry for over 20 years, working as an endodontist. He launched Eon Clinics 9 years ago and has grown to become the leading dental implant center in Chicago. He's now got 6 locations spanning from Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. Dr. Sharma, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Barry.
So, as I said at the outset, it's easy for a lot of people to have one location because they're managing it and they're there. How do you set up so you actually have 6 of them and keep a profitable business going?
Well, I really think as you grow, you start delegating the jobs and the duties and kind of monitor the people who are monitoring other people. And in fact, it becomes easier because you have a lot more talent and around working and helping you manage and organize all of the situations. And your revenue cycles are better. You can hire better talent. And I really think it does become easier as you grow and economy of scale start working in your favor.
So when did you decide to make the shift from really being a dental professional? I assume that you had one office where you were an endodontist. And now you said, well, I really want to open up this chain of offices, this chain of clinics where we focused on dental implants.
You know, it happened about 9 years ago when the implants were being brought into the United States and more so. And I got intrigued towards that. I took my father for that treatment to figure out, man, it's a real revolutionary and life-changing kind of situation that happened to him. I got more interested in that, collaborated with the University of Chicago at that time. And we launched, at that time, we called it University Implant Center. And then we launched it in Gold Coast, which still is in existence, and we changed the name to Eon Clinics, et cetera. And from there on, the demand, people were not able to travel from, let's say, Munster, Indiana, that area. So we opened there, Hoffman Estates, and Wisconsin being neighboring state, then we ended up being there. So it was, I really found out that implants were really revolutionary things in dentistry, and the signature things we do is teeth in a day kind of thing, which was unheard of. Hence, I ended up moving from being a dental professional to more of a business of doing Eon Clinics and dental implants.
Well, first of all, I am a proud owner of 2 dental implants, and I am a very happy patient. So I just want to let you know what you know.
Well, welcome to the implant family, I suppose.
It's worked out really well. So what's that transition been like for you, Dr. Sharma, to really go from being an endodontist to really more of a small business owner?
It was challenging in the beginning because as being dental professional, we're not taught much business. But luckily, my wife was MBA from Case Western. That's where School of Dentistry in Ohio. I mean, we both from Case Western University. So she helped me out in the beginning, and then I started learning more and more and reading more books and stuff. And it's been a smooth transition. I enjoy this part of life now as well. And sometimes I miss being a clinician, but you know, this transition has been smooth for me. It's not big of a challenge.
Well, I definitely think as a small business owner, there's a lot more leverage because, you know, as an individual endodontist or health service professional, there's really only so much time that you have. This is definitely much more scalable, right?
Oh, this definitely is. I mean, any business, if you're working as a dental professional, it has its own perks and satisfaction value. But yeah, this can be multiplied, which our goal is to expand all over the United States. And as we're looking in different cities now, so this is much more scalable, and we have set the the stage for that, and we'll start expanding in that direction. So the scalability is definitely there.
Well, you also mentioned that you've worked with your wife side by side for 5 years. Now, I worked with my wife for one day, and it didn't work out. And so I admire people that can work with their spouse. Why does it work for you, and sometimes it doesn't work for other people?
I think you have to set the boundaries and the parameters and then respect each other, and there's no reason why it wouldn't work. The value she brings, she's an MBA, and the value she brings to the table, I probably couldn't do without. But they, I think then the boundary, what I just said, is absolutely necessary. Not that she comes at 6 p.m. and we start talking about work after that. We take a break, we go for dinners, we don't talk business, and we talk our family values and stuff like, and we talk about our kids, how they are progressing to schools. And, of course, we have a big German Shepherd named Harley at our home. He keeps us occupied. So that kind of thing, it works out very well in that sense. Or at least it's worked out for me well.
All right, so the key is having that German Shepherd, I think. That's what Sarah and I are missing.
Believe me, the amount of destruction he causes, she has no time other than yelling at me. And so we never talk about business after that. This kid is 2 years old, and he causes destruction in my house.
So I think one of the keys you said, Dr. Sharma, was that everyone has their skills that they bring to the table. I think it's real interesting in your bio that you said you worked side by side with her. It's not like she works for you. You have your skills and she has her skills.
Of course, of course. No, there's an spousal relationship. There's no working for me or I working for. It's a mutual kind of thing. And the thing is, you can have a conflict. But once you reach a decision, then everybody rallies behind that decision. So there should not be any fear of conflict, and that develops more trust. So this is how we went. We had something, we didn't see eye to eye, we talked about it. And if I won, I won, she won, she won. But then we rallied. We dropped the subject and we rallied behind the decision as one team.
Well, Dr. Sharma, congratulations on your success. Where can people get in touch with you and learn more about the good work you're doing?
I think the best thing is eonclinics.com, eonclinics.com. It has a lot of subjects out there that are being touched. And then otherwise call 844-365-SMILE and make an appointment, complimentary consultation with CAT scan.
It's a great number. This is AM560, The Answer. We're going to be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I was always just sort of feeling tired. And so I said, maybe this will just help in overall vitality. But in the past couple of years that I've been taking it, I find my energy has been great. I've been sleeping better. I don't get the cravings for junk food as often as I used to. I really attribute it to the product. It's so easy to use. Even if I want to take a capsule from my daughter and I just pull it apart to mix it in some juice or something, it's just something I'm very grateful to be able to incorporate. I really love the product. I think it's made such a difference.
Generally feel better, generally have better energy and more stamina. Breathing is easier. Walking is easier. You're not in pain anymore, all right? I could go on and on.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, it seems like everyone has got one. What are we talking about? It's a water bottle. They've been around for a very long time. So if you want to innovate in this area, where do you start? My next guest has done just that. Nikki Singlob is the founder and CEO of Hideaway, a company launched in May of 2015. Nikki, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. Great to be here.
So why did you decide to innovate in this era of a water bottle when it seems like almost everyone's already got one? What was your inspiration?
It's a great question. I get asked all the time. True, there are so many reusable bottles out there. Unfortunately, the disposable plastic bottle is used far more frequently, to the tune of 90,000 bottles per minute just in the U.S. that we throw away. And that's something that inspired me to look harder at why aren't more people using reusable bottles. And when I had this idea, I was on a plane traveling for business and going through TSA security, trying to carry just a carry-on, a big, bulky, hiking-style water bottle wasn't working. And I figured the next innovation would be something that was much more portable, especially when it didn't have water in it. Once you had finished your bottle, yeah, you could pack it away, collapse it down, and put it in your pocket to use for the next time you wanted to fill it up. And that's when the idea really struck.
So, Nikki, is that the reason that people don't use reusable water bottles? Is it because they don't want to hold on to it when it's empty?
I think that's part of it. Convenience is a huge factor. It tends to be one of the things you forget when you go on a trip is that reusable container. And to be honest, there's disposable plastic water bottles at every store inside the airport or every convenience store you go to. So it's part of it. The other part is, you know, trusting the water. And as we get more and more water fountains that are easier to fill in airports and other places like college campuses, I think that trend will go down. And so adding some convenience to where you can have a bottle in your backpack or your carry-on or your purse or even your jacket pocket so that you can fill it up and use it when you need, stay hydrated when you're traveling, and not worry about this big bulky thing bouncing around.
Yeah, I started using a reusable water bottle since I take 100 flights a year when I realized I was spending over $400 a year just on bottled water at airports. So it can really, really add up. So how has this product been accepted and what's the future?
Yeah, great question. So as you mentioned, we launched in 2015 and that was on Kickstarter. We had the opportunity to use that platform to get this idea out to the masses, and it was well received. We were in the top 1% of all-time Kickstarter campaigns, and that was really a litmus test of how successful this could be. So after fulfilling the rewards of the Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign, we naturally put it on Amazon. We started selling it into retail stores across the country like Ace Hardware, Nordstrom, Bed Bath & Beyond, Duluth Trading and others, and we've just slowly grown our retail traction there. We have virtually no returns. We have good reviews. So I'm a baby step kind of guy. I want to make sure something works before I go full in on it. And so after focus testing it, the original design, the Kickstarter crowdfunding, and now the retail traction has really said that collapsible, even the category, let alone our specific bottle, is a growing category. And so now,
Nikki, I got to leave it there because we're out of time category. For this segment. We're out of time for this segment. Thanks so much for being on the show. And I want to thank everyone for joining this week's radio show, especially our sponsor, Nick Stiva. I want to thank our staff, Sarah Schaffern, Courtney Dury, Debbie Schreiner. Again, if you're serious about getting your small business unstuck, you got to give me a call, 773-837-8250. Remember, love everyone, trust the few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymaltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
When you're hiring, you don't